aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Ashley Kissman. Thanks to Oswaldo, who just had a great show, the morning after show. And we all have great shows here at CITR. Check out our website, citr.ca, for podcasts and show information. But for right now, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., I'm going to take you on a fun ride. We're going to celebrate women in media and in music. And I'm really happy today because I was gone last week. I was actually in Victoria for the weekend celebrating a friend's wedding, which was great. But today I have an awesome interview with local trio Love Cuts. Now, I've reviewed their album for Discorder Magazine, which is, of course, CITR's monthly music magazine. They've been acclaimed by Exclaim Magazine, which is a national free Canadian magazine. So this local band is rising to the top. If you haven't heard of them, you're going to hear a lot of them today. Really cool. Really cool group of girls. Anyways, guys, to get the show started off right, here are the Waylon Jennies. But stay tuned. Interview coming up at about a quarter past.
Say you don't know me.
For 7 days in July, Vancouver will play host to another international gathering of sports enthusiasts as we host the North American Out Games. The Out Games will feature 18 different sports, from badminton to poker to hockey. The games will also include the Human Rights Conference, with workshops on diversity and an awards ceremony recognizing individuals and corporations that have influenced LGBTQ rights. Scheduled events during the week-long games include a job fair, the Miss Gay and Lesbian Sports Association pageant, cultural activities, and the most amazing closing ceremonies you've ever laid witness to. The event will come to a close with a march of athletes in the world-famous 2011 Vancouver Pride Parade. Catch all the festivities, events, and parties at www.vancouver2011outgames.com. Listen to our live broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, or check out our live stream at www.citr.ca and www.queerfmvancouver.com.
That's right. The Out Games are coming, and it's really exciting that CITR, you know, we're going to be out there and we're going to be a part of it, and I'm pretty stoked about it. What you just heard on CITR 101.9 FM was the Wailing Jennies, and that was the track titled All the Stars off their latest album there. And then we had Calarissa with that last track, Vagabond, off her album Moon of Neptune. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the hour, at the beginning of the program, I was really happy to finally interview Love Cuts. This is a local trio from Vancouver or the surrounding area, and it was really exciting to bring them in the studio last Wednesday. I was really happy they could make it, and it's funny, they've been getting a lot of praise, but a lot of people didn't know much about them, and so I set out to change that. This was the first interview ever for Cheryl, Katie, and Tracy, the three ladies that do make up Love Cuts. And Love Cuts has been rising in popularity, like I said, getting lots of praise from music lovers locally and across Canada. And I'm happy to say they've also been on our CITR Top 30 charts for the past couple of weeks. Right now they sit at number 8, gaining tons of national acclaim. Love Cuts EP was reviewed by Alex Hudson in Exclaim magazine back in April, and of course covered by yours truly for Discorder magazine just a couple of months ago. Adam Fothergill from local band Beelines is Tracy's boyfriend and produced the EP and helped Love Cuts get off the ground and noticed by Nominal Records, which decided to sign, promote, and of course distribute the ladies' 7-inch EP. Now, if you don't have any money for that 7-inch, don't worry. On their Bandcamp page, you can't download the songs anymore, but you can still stream them and listen to them just right at your computer or on your phone. And if you're super fans, or you know, you just kind of heard about them on this show or on CITR in general, you want to check them out, they're going to be soon touring international. Doesn't that sound really cool? They'll be touring international with Beelines on the west coast of the States later this summer. And get this, they even have fans in Japan. Who knew? Perhaps a trip across the Pacific is in order soon. You're going to hear all that and more in the interview. But what you're also going to hear is that this band is more than just awesome rock stars. They're awesome rock stars that give back. They volunteer with the Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, encouraging young girls to pick up instruments, write songs, and rock out. So come on, what's more perfect than these lovely ladies? Here's my interview with the Love Cuts.
Tracy and I play the bass guitar.
I'm Katie and I play guitar.
I'm Cheryl, I play the drums.
And we are Love Cuts, the band.
Not to be confused with
the Japanese movie.
Yes.
Or the song.
Yeah.
We are not the Japanese movie.
Love,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
Is there really a Japanese movie?
Yes.
Yeah. We Google ourselves constantly.
That is awesome. when I was doing the review, I Googled you guys, but your Bandcamp page came up first, so I didn't bother looking at the other links.
Oh, wow.
Baboon.
That's
perfect.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, totally.
So, how long have you guys been playing together?
We formed last summer.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, we started practicing last summer.
Yeah, kind of on and off for a while, but like the last 6 months, we've been pretty consistent. We got a jam space.
We got a jam space in September, so.
Yeah.
Oh,
was it that long ago?
Yeah. So, it's almost our 1 year anniversary.
Wow. That's why we're so awesome.
Now, is this the first time you guys had ever formed a band, or were either of you in bands before Love Cuts?
Well, I used to play just the regular acoustic guitar many, many years ago, so it had been a while since...
Yeah. Katie was in the Katie McQuinney band, and Tracy was in the Tracy band.
That's right.
Like, we had our own... solo acts.
Yeah, it was a long time ago though, so it's really nice to
This is the first time that all of us have played together in a band collaborating with other people.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So how do you guys know each other? How did you guys meet?
We've known each other for a long time. We've just been friends for years, mostly from music, I guess.
Yeah, going to shows
and stuff.
Yeah, but it was last summer when we all started hanging out more and more, and that's when the idea of starting a band together came, I think, because I started seeing Cheryl and Katie more often last summer. We're like, we should form a band.
Yeah.
And then you guys just did.
We just did.
Yeah.
Were there any inhibitions? Like, usually people are pretty timid to kind of get together and actually do it. Everyone always talks about forming a band.
Well, Cheryl and I have... Like, Cheryl was kind of like her first time playing drums, and it was my first time playing bass, so that could be an inhibition, but we just...
I think it was better because it was sort of all our first time doing it. Like, it was more intimidating to try to play with people that know their instruments well, because we were, like, just sort of figuring it out. I mean, I'd never really tried the drums much before this band. It just sort of... We just sort of fell into these particular instruments because it seemed like that would work, and it has so far.
You know? I think we were like pretty determined at the beginning to just like do it, and so.
And I guess I'm pretty comfortable with you guys, so it's like pretty easy to just be silly, and that's where a lot of our stuff comes from, I think, is just having fun.
Yeah, totally.
Are you guys all from Vancouver? Did you guys all like go to, you know, elementary school, middle school, high school here, or
no? I went to high school in Abbotsford. Yeah,
and Ladner for me.
Yeah, I was in Richmond and then in Langley.
So like suburbs of Vancouver.
Yeah,
I guess.
Nice. Yeah. So when did you guys move to Vancouver? Because I'm guessing Vancouver has a more supportive music scene than Abbotsford or Langley.
Yeah.
Langley's pretty good in its day. I mean, that's kind of where we sort of got started.
Yeah.
You know, going to shows and doing that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think I moved to Vancouver probably like 7 years ago, maybe, and then went back to Langley for a while and then came back again, you know, so.
Yeah. And I think probably 4 or 5 years ago for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe same as Cheryl, like 7 years ago or something, I moved here. But yeah, I think I went to more same amount of shows when I was living in the suburbs as I did now. Because, like, when you want to go to shows, you find a way to get to them.
Yeah.
So I went to them all the time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And when you're in a suburb, it's like you have to be more involved, I think, in making those things happen. So it's a little bit different because out in Langley, we actually had to be a part of making shows and doing that kind of stuff, whereas now it's a little easier.
You just show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
There's a poster. Oh, let's go here tonight. So what kind of shows did you go to? Where, you know, the type of music that Love Cuts makes, where are your inspirations? Where are your influences? Where do they come from?
It's a hard question.
Yeah.
It's all over the place, I guess.
Well, yeah, I know in my review, I really compared you guys to like La Tigra and Heavens to Betsy, and just these kind of, you brought this like powerful punk aspect, but still this really fun theme to all your songs and music. And so, I mean, where do those elements come from? Did you guys grow up with that kind of music?
Well, I guess maybe like from high school and beyond or whatever, not so much like La Tigra or music like that, but more just like punk music in general, mm-hmm. you know, standard mm-hmm. high school punk. But then I think we sort of talked about when we first were practicing together and playing together, we were really into like the Vaseline's and into like Beat Happening was a big one for
yeah,
us too.
And more bands pop like bands.
That. Yeah, yeah,
like
definitely.
New Zealand pop bands. Yeah. And like twee pop bands. And
we were really into yeah. like the Chills and like stuff like that.
The Bats.
Yeah, the Bats were totally something we were listening to a lot.
Yeah, but I don't know. Influences yeah. are hard thing to nail down, I think, for us, because mm-hmm. our sound pretty much just comes from the fact that we're like pretty beginners on our instruments, I think, and that's where a lot of our sound comes from, or just
yeah.
because
yeah.
that's just what happens when we try to make music together.
Yeah,
it's just what comes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I think the fact that you are beginners in playing your instruments and making music, and that does come out in the album, I think that's why you've become so popular. Like, I think people really gravitate towards that, and the fact that you're just getting up there and doing it. I mean, have you had any positive response from the community or negative?
Oh, we've had a ton of positive responses. Yeah. Like, yeah. actually really overwhelming how many people have told me yeah, that they totally. Like the band.
And yeah. I didn't expect it at all.
Yeah.
I was like, this is something really ridiculous. And then people are like, it's good. I was like, really?
Yeah, we actually just played our first show last weekend.
Yeah.
Nice.
At Pat's yeah. Pub. And yeah, yeah. it went over really well.
I think...
Were people chanting your name yet? Were they chanting
no,
Love Cuts
no.
yet?
Thank God, that would have been
but
too much.
But someone did make their own Love Cuts shirt.
Yeah. No way!
Yeah.
No, do you know them, though?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Still, though.
Still, that's...
Super cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. When did you guys realize you were getting this... I mean, what was the process? Did you... You made a Facebook group, you put your music up online, and then what happened? Did you really... Were you active about... sending your stuff out there to radio stations?
Well, first we just put it up on Bandcamp, actually, and then...
the next morning.
Yeah, the next morning.
People liked it, yeah.
Sean from Nominal...
Emailed us
pretty much the next day and was like, I really like this and wanna
I mean,
put
we
it
did,
out for you
like,
guys.
Nice.
Like, Adam recorded it for us, like...
Yeah.
Our friend Tracy's boyfriend, Adam, we just wanted to do it because we thought it would be fun and, like... an experience, you know, we didn't really think...
We didn't expect to put out
yeah,
an
we,
album.
We didn't really think we were putting anything out. Yeah, we just thought
internet.
We were going to record it and just do it because we wanted to try it, you know. And,
yeah.
and Adam's good at it, and he yeah. wanted to help us out, so, yeah, I don't know.
This
yeah.
is Adam from Beeline?
Yes.
Yeah.
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 So that's a local band as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so Sean from Nominal asked us right away, and we were like, yeah, put it out. And it just happened. We didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
It's pretty sweet.
It was
it is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
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 And now people are listening to us in Japan.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Yeah. How did you find that out?
Internet.
Through the internet. Yeah.
Well,
I don't know.
Sean's really good at distributing stuff, so
yeah. Well, how did Smile Love get in contact
yeah,
with us initially?
Yeah, there was a band, Smile Love, from Japan who like linked to our page, and you can see that on the the Bandcamp stats. He had messaged us asking us if we had more recordings, and we listened to their band, and they are awesome, Smile Love. And actually, this summer, I went to New York on a train trip, and Smile Love was there, so I ended up meeting...
No way.
The guys from Smile Love. It was really awesome. Yeah, and he's like, he's a total fan, so it was really neat.
And that's part of how it gets out in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He must have just heard it somehow.
Yeah, yeah.
Stumbled across it. But
totally.
What do you guys think of, I mean, utilizing social media and the internet to really get that stuff out there? Like, that's pretty mind-blowing that someone, PBO fans in Japan,
mm-hmm.
like, think
yeah.
about that.
And it is weird.
That never would have been possible, say, even 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
unless you actually went
yeah.
to Japan instead of here.
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't know.
It's
did
cool.
we even make a Facebook for ourselves? I don't think we did.
No.
Did we?
No. Just, no, it's just Bandcamp.
Yeah, it's just Bandcamp.
But it's cool. I mean, like, I hear a lot of music through the internet, and that's how I know about a lot of bands. I mean,
yeah.
I really think it's awesome.
Bandcamp's pretty cool, too. It's really simple. It's, like, easy to find stuff and to do. It's mm-hmm. not like MySpace that's kind of cluttered
yeah.
and
yeah,
just put the songs
simple.
On and it was ready to go.
Nice. So now what's the songwriting process for you guys? Because obviously you have some really awesome, I mean, for me personally, I love the lyrics in a lot of the songs. There's that one, for example, like I Will Kiss Anyone. Mimes hit me home when I'm like at home with my partner and I'm like, I really don't want to talk to you right now. I just want to be by myself. How do you guys come up with writing the songs? Is there a particular person who takes lead on those lyrics?
Yeah, I would say, well, Tracy has written all the lyrics, but usually I'll come up with something on the guitar and send it to her in an email, and then
I'll listen to it nonstop for weeks, and then I'll think of lyrics for the song.
Yeah, and then we'll bring it to practice, and Cheryl just comes up with something awesome.
Think, and sometimes I'm sort of the mediator in the level of cuteness that's happening in the song.
I feel like that's too much.
I think sometimes I'll be like, okay, we just gotta tone it down a little and chill out. It'll be good.
Yeah.
And somehow finds a nice balance in the middle there between what they've been going crazy over for weeks and then when I come and see it, you know, in the end.
Yeah. So cuteness means we're the resolve stain busters.
Oh, I guess so. Maybe more just simplicity or something.
So Tracy, are you like a writer, or are you do you love poetry, or I mean, where did this love for lyrics come from?
I don't know. I've always liked to write songs that make me laugh and that I find kind of humorous. Like before I was in this band, I was writing songs just in my solo project, and it was kind of like a half-joke band, but just the songs were really, like, made me laugh, pretty much. So that's what I like to write about, things that kind of, you know, are witty or whatever. Yeah, I don't know.
Makes sense. I mean, whatever you're doing, it works.
Thanks.
Does anyone have a favorite song in particular on the five-track album?
Oh, that's hard. Because my favorite is always the newest one.
I know,
one.
We have two new ones. And those are the favorites right now.
Yeah, totally. But I think on the EP, it's probably, for me, I Will Kiss Anyone, I would say.
Yeah.
I think so.
What about you, Kitty?
I don't know.
It's hard, though.
It's hard.
Yeah.
I Will Kiss Anyone is up there.
Yeah.
I like Mimes because it's the first song we ever wrote.
That's true.
Yeah. We wrote it on our first jam, so.
Yeah.
It's my favorite.
Nice. But so you guys have new stuff. Is it already up on Bandcamp, or are you guys kind of holding on to it?
We haven't recorded it yet.
Okay.
Yeah. But we played them at our last show.
Yeah.
Very cool. Do you guys have plans to play more shows this summer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a show coming up on the 26th at the Biltmore. It's junior high night.
It's a dance party.
Yeah.
Dance parties are always fun.
Expect some good dancing. Just dancing.
Yeah. And then in August, we're going to play a few shows in the States with Beelines in Portland and Seattle.
Very cool. So already you've been together for a year. You've got an EP, you've got a 7-inch, and now you're touring, like, internationally.
International tour, that makes it sound so glamorous.
It always sounds good, right, when you go across the border? It's international.
Yeah, exactly.
And we're big in Japan.
Yeah.
You guys need to go there now, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And play a couple shows while you're there on vacation or something. Did you ever imagine that this is where your life would be at age
30?
Guessing, 20-something, 30-something.
Yeah. No.
No, I mean, I've always wanted to be in a band like this, and I never did, so I'm glad that I'm doing it now.
Yeah, same. It's all just worked out really well.
Yeah, it's the right time.
Yeah. Now, tell me about you guys' involvement in Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, because I think that is something really special. Do you just want to tell the listeners a bit about it and what you guys do?
Yeah, well, Tracy and I just volunteered this first time. We're both band coaches, so we help a group of girls. We're both in the Sonic Youth section. That's the younger kids. So we have I think there's three girls in each of our bands. Mm-hmm. We have different bands, and we just help them put together a song, and it's really awesome. It's an amazing camp. They have bands play at lunch, and lots of good food, and just lots of support, and really awesome women.
Yeah, it's incredible. We get to see girls that don't maybe not get the chance to play instruments, like play drums or guitar for the first time, and collaborate with other girls. And it's amazing to be a part of that and to see what they come up with, because they come up with amazing songs.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's awesome to they get that chance, and then they play a crazy show on Saturday at the Rio.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Yeah. I mean, I saw the showcase last summer, was not involved in the camp at all, and I was crying, like, watching them. I was like, I have to be a volunteer next year. So, yeah it's a very awesome thing to be a part of.
Do you see the girls get excited over, like, just with confidence and, like, self-esteem? Because I know that was a really big part that one of the organizers, Sarah Buchanan, was trying to hit home with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. You see a lot of girls, like, super self-conscious and coming out of their shells and, like,
yeah,
you know, just overcoming lots of... Yeah. It's hard. It's hard to play music and to, like, come out of that shell.
Oh, yeah. So that's why I don't believe any of you when you say, oh, yeah, I just picked up the drums one day. Or I started playing bass. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of, I think, drive and determination.
Yeah.
But the thing I love about, you know, what you guys are saying, and also this Girls Rock Camp, is as long as you have the will to just do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
And then before you know it, you're touring international. So, one more question I think I forgot to ask was, where did the name Love Cuts come from? Did it come from the Japanese film?
No, it did not. actually, finding your band name is probably the hardest part of being in a band so far.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We could not think of a band name. And it's not that we couldn't decide, we just couldn't think of one. We, like, had... It's just really a hard thing for us to come across a band name. And Love Cuts, like, we weren't even totally sold on it. We just went for it.
Yeah.
Whatever,
just,
right?
Like, we just, like, I think we made, like, a list and put, like, check marks. Like, yeah, it came down to some weird system where we're like, we gotta just do it.
But I put Love Cuts on the list because it's a flatmate song, which is a band I like a lot. And I think it's a rad song, so that's where it came from.
Cool. So where can people buy your 7-inch if they want to purchase it?
You can buy it at Audiopile,
Red Cat,
Zulu,
Neptune, or Nominal Records, website,
or from us at a show, July 26th. Is it the 26th? Yeah, I think
that was the 22nd.
No, it's Tuesday night.
26th. Oh God, I didn't write that down.
Soon.
Yeah.
And
it's a dance party too.
And it's a dance party. Yeah.
All ages? Is it all ages?
Mm-mm.
No. No, it's at the Biltmore.
Yeah.
Good to know. All right, awesome, guys. Thanks
so much. Thank you.
Man!
And that was my interview with local band Love Cuts. And that last song there was I Will Kiss Anyone. And if you're curious, the song that I opened that segment with was Mimes, both of which songs the girls cited in the interview as being some of their favorites on their five-track EP. And it's exciting to know that they're playing new music. They're already writing new music, and it's just a matter of time, I'm sure, before they get in the studio and start recording it and putting it all down. So anyways, I'm going to have kind of that interview and more information about the Love Cuts and kind of where you can check them out online on my blog, whatpinksoundslike.com. Again, that's whatpinksoundslike.com. Pretty simple to remember. And anyways, we've got lots more music for you coming up on the show. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. More music like Young Galaxy after this quick message.
Wednesday, July 13th. Get ready for an awesome Edmonton dance party in Vancouver. Our friends over at winniecooper.net are throwing a rad party at the Astoria with some awesome Edmonton, Alberta bands. There for the night will be Doug Hoyer and Joe. Don't forget about Winnie Cooper DJs Tristan Take Orchard and Wobangs, and Mile High DJs Matt and Dylan. Make sure you check it out. Reflect. Doors are at 9, bands are at 10, and it's $8 to get in. See you there.
It only cost about $4.
Up next on What Pink Sounds Like, the latest from Young Galaxy. This is their album Shape Shifting. Young Galaxy is, of course, a Canadian indie rock dream pop band, as they describe themselves. They started as a duo in Vancouver, funny enough, but today they are a trio with Stefan Ramsey on vocals and guitars, Catherine McCandless on vocals and keyboards, and then Stefan Camp on bass and vocals. Here is the track, We Have Everything.
Winnipeg's Leju are bringing their triumphant poetic songs about long-dead Russian prime ministers, ghosts, spiritual rebellion, and barely keeping it all together to the Biltmore Cabaret, Wednesday, July 13th.
Come down from your mountain. Where are your children flocking to?
Opening up the show will be East Van Minimalist's Drawn Ship and the lovely local harmonies of the Abramson Singers. Advance tickets are only $8 and can be snagged from the Biltmore. It's going to be a night of beautiful and eclectic music you won't want to miss when Leju hits the Biltmore Cabaret, Wednesday, July 13th. Proudly presented by CITR 101.9 FM.
And that was Braids with that last track off their album, Native Speaker. That was the track Plath Heart, second track on the album there. And Braids, I mean, it's funny. I just found out about these guys recently. They formed by four best friends in their last year of high school, convincing one another to skip university so they could stay in a garage all year and basically form the band that's now super popular. Can you imagine what that decision must have been like? I guess for some it's easier, maybe for parents, if you had to tell a parent that, like, oh yeah, I'm just going to skip school completely and stay home and form a band. Wish me luck. I'm sure it's really not that calming, but hey, their talent paid off, and it's this maturity of the sound of this band is really quite something else. I highly recommend checking out Native Speaker. I know I'm going to listen to the album a lot more now. Next up on our playlist today for What Pink Sounds Like, you know, always celebrating women in media and in music, because it's important to try to get more women in the limelight of the music world. I've got the Billie Hollies for you. Now, the Billie Holly's latest album is Light of Mind. It's made up of four lovely, talented women: Coralie Martens, Julia Hambleton, we have Jeanette Morisutu, and Donna Linklater. And they make up one really cool band. And because the sound is described as folk noir, which is unique, familiar, and kind of haunting at the same time, but good. Anyways, guys, give it a listen. This is The Light of Mind on CITR.
My neighbors are not the same. This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabaret Radio.
What? Radio. Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing.
Oh, that station ID never gets old for me at all. Come on, yip, aliens from like the Muppets. I heard there's a new Muppet movie coming out too. I'm gonna have information on that next show. Anyways, my time is almost up, but I might try to squeeze in a few more songs if I can. Next up, though, I really do want to play for you Ostra, and this is off the album Feel It Break, which is just, I don't know, I love the album. I think you should definitely pick it up. This is the track The Future.
Time.
And that was Austra with The Future, kind of a poppy, well, goth pop is how we describe Austra, really. But